Chachamim Marv Shalom Ba'olam. The Manig Hador has to be Marv Shalom Ba'olam and bring the Kehillah together. But Emes Dikah Shalom does not just mean people sit together and Fabrein together. That's not Emes Dikah Shalom. Emes Dikah Shalom is only possible if people go B'derech Hashem. Rishoyim cannot have Emes Dikah Shalom. Pavos, Rishoyim are Balei Taiva. And when people are Balei Taiva, naturally each one is drawn to his Egin of Ritzainus, his Egin of Taiva, his Egin of selfish wants, and Leila Saman Shaykh, real Achdus amongst Rishoyim. Chazal say, Godel Hasholem Shenitin Bechelke Shal Tzadikim, Godel Hasholem Shalinitin Bechelke Shal Rishoyim. Shalom is great, it's given over to the Chaylik of Tzadikim. Tzadikim are really the only ones that could experience Shalom. Because they're not selfish, they're mevakim themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'achad them all, like my Maimon Har Sinai, kulam ki ish echad b'lev echad. But by Rishon, with the Metzias is the Balei Taiva, and each one gets schlepped into his Egin and Ritzainus, it's impossible to have Emes Dikah Shalom. So Zogt, the Drash Veli, and that's shot in the Pasuk over here. By Yakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu al Stamani, he gathered together the whole assembly of the B'nai Yisrael. But at the same time, he told them, you know what Shalom is? By Yomer Aleim Eila Advarim HaShasiv HaShem HaSai Say Son. You can only have Shalom. You can only have this Kehillah. You can only have this Achdus if you're Mekayim the Eila Advarim HaShasiv HaShem HaSai Say Son. Without that, there's no real Shalom. Without that, everybody has their own selfish Ritzayis, and it's impossible to be together by Achdus. There's a part that's said over from the Chassam Sofer, Hevi mitalmidor shal Aaron, oyhev shalom, v'roydev shalom. Be a Talmud of Aaron, you should love peace, but there comes times you have to chase away shalom. When it comes to making shalom with the Rishayim, that's not the peace that we want. Shalom with the Rishayim means that we are compromising our values. So be an oyhev shalom, but you have to know you also have to be a roydev shalom. When shalom is not called for, you have to chase it away. And emes dikah shalom, Yaakov Moshe to call out as Bnei Yisrael is only b'tnai with Eila Dvorim. I should see Hashem say so. Shteitin pasi. Sheish es yomim teyosim alocha. Ubar yom hashvi yi alochem kodesh. Shabbos in Hashem. So the Shalevi asks a question. In Parshas Kisisa, it says first the Melechus HaMishkan. And then it says the Tzivui on Shabbos. And here when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the mitzvah of the Tzivui on Mishkan, the first thing he did was Sheshes Yom Teyosem Alacha. And only afterwards did he tell them about the Mishkan. Why the switch? Why is it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, first he said the Mishkan, and then he said Shabbos. And by us, when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, first he gave the Tzivui on Shabbos, and then he gave the Tzivui on the Mishkan. So I saw a beautiful terrace brought down with shame, Hagoyin Ramosha Geffen. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. What does it say in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It says, Micha Moicha, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyechot Baruch. By us, it's a Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. But the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyechot Baruch. The Hainu, we are Meraimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meraining us. Similarly, we find in Parshas Pinchas that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to take the come on against the Midyanim, he said, Nekoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. Take the Nekoma of the B'nai Yisrael. They were marshaled the B'nai Yisrael, they caused them a tremendous upset. Nekoyim nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha-Midyanim. But when Moshe Rabbeinu told the B'nai Yisrael the mitzvah, he said, Lo seis nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. Mir Gaidon, the Chilul Hashem that was made over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for our covet, and we look out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet. Similarly, the Vilna Gaon says in the Torah, Chag HaPesach is called Chag HaMatzos. But we call it Chag HaPesach. What's the pshat? We call it Chag HaPesach because we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Posach Albot Bnei Yisrael, the Gevaldige Chesed that he did with us. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he praises Klal Yisrael. He calls it Chag HaMatzos, that we were willing to go out right away, that our matzos didn't even have a chance to bake fully. Hashem sings the praises of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael sings the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meile, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the tzivi of the Malachas HaMishkan, the Malachas HaMishkan is a covenant of the Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down here and he rests amongst the Bnei Yisrael. It was a similar of the Kapara after the Chet HaEgel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Anani HaKavit, and now he brought it back again because Klal Yisrael did Tshuva Shleim. Shabbos, on the other hand, is a shlach that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We acknowledge that he created the world, he's Mashgiach on us. That's the praise that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So originally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Tzivui, he wanted to say the praise of the Bnei Yisrael first. So first, he gave the Tzivui on the Mishkan, which sings the praises of Klal Yisrael, that we are Zeiche, to bring back the Shchini after the Chet HaEgel when we did Tshuva. Then afterwards, he said Shabbos. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tavis Klal Yisrael, first he brought down the Mitzvah of Shabbos, that's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards, only afterwards, does it say the tzivui on the Mishkan. It says in the Pasuk, Vayas Bitzalel es ha'arim. Bitzalel made the arim. Zok the Balaturim. The Hulam lehiskri Bitzalel. And all the different kelim, it does not mention Bitzalel, el al ha'arim. Only by the arim. Loimar to teach us, Shoye Bitzalel Yedeya Soid Ha'orin Ba'amerkava. Bitzalel realized that the Maisim Merkava up in Shemayim that Yecheskel speaks about, that Nevuah, that Heilig Nevuah of Yecheskel, which we're not allowed to even mention. Bitzalel knew the secrets of the Merkava, and he understood the secrets of the Yarin, and the Yarin is connected to Kisei HaKavod up in Shemayim. Because he was the only one to know that secret, we mentioned the Aaron Al-Shem Bitzalel. What's the Pshat? Why was the Taka necessary that he had to know the secrets of the Merkava? And what Shaykh is that the Torah gives him a special praise that it mentions his name over here? So Shem Gavaldi Pshat, in the Sefer Som Derech from Agoin, the Simchas Yisrael Brody, was receiving Chevron. He says, the Melechus HaMishkan, the Tachlis of the Melechus HaMishkan was to have Ashros HaShkin. But in order to have Ashros HaShkin, You have to have people to bring down the Shechina that understand the Seudis and what it represents for us. Because we have a cloud. What creates his Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here? If we recognize him and we have a relationship with him, the more our relationship is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his relationship with us. We find that by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he was Mizbainain and he was philosophizing. He studied the Gantz of Bria. Until finally, when he came to the conclusion, Yesh Odin Labi Razu, Miyad hits it all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute he came to that Ankara, right away HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. But first it had to be that he had that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came to the Hakara Yesh Odin Labi Razu, and only after that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. Similarly, Rashi in Parshas Chayisara, Rashi says like this. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Hashem Lekochani Mibeis Avi. Doesn't call him Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Ares. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Hashem Lekochani Mibeis Avi. Zok Rashi. V'loyomer Elokei Ares. Akshav Hu Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Ares. Now he's the God of Shemayim and the God of Ares. Avok Yishav Lekochani Mibeis Avi. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim V'loy Elokei Ares. Shaloy Hoyu Boy Oilam Makirim Bebeiris Barak. The world, the people of the world did not recognize there was a Bayrei Olam. So what's the Pshat? In other words, if we recognize there's a Bayrei Olam, then he can be called Elokei HaAretz, he rests his Shechina down here. But as long as we don't recognize that, then it doesn't work. So Yodua, famous Medrash that's brought down by the Shaloh HaKadosh, and Hashem used to say it over, Hashem Tzilcha Ayad Yiminecha. Hashem is your shadow. Ma Tzilcha, just like your shadow. If you play with him, he plays whatever you do to the shadow, it does back to you. If you smile at it, it smiles back. If you cry at it, it cries back. In order to bring the Shechina down to the Beis HaMikdash, you needed people that were makir the Bayrei Olam. They knew the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we recognize in Hashem, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests the Shechina down here. So the Arayim, which Mamish represented the Kisei HaKavod, because that is from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nearer, Mibein HaKruvim, that needed the greatest HaKara of all. And this is why it says that Bezalel made the Aron, and like the Baal HaTurim says, he was Makarit more than anybody else, and that's how he was able to bring the Shekhinah down to the Aron. This is tremendous nima to us, because you do it, because I'll say, V'osu li migdosh v'shachanti b'seichon, b'seichoy lo nema, so b'seichon, to dwell within each and every one of us. The more we're makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our personal lives on a day-to-day basis, the more the Shekhinah rests b'seichon. That's the limud to be learned from this Ganze Zayin. Those that had the Atzei Shittim, for the Melechus Avoida, they brought it. So I saw an interesting Ha'ara. The Sefer Dorosh Mordechai. Chazal make a big to-do about Moshe Rabbeinu. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chacham Lev. Everybody else was Isaac in the Bizas Hayam. Treasures by Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikach Moshe's Atzmas Yosef. And he was Isaac with Atzmas Yosef. The Bnei Yisrael were Isaac with the Kroshim. You know, the Medrash says that the Kroshim were planted by Abraham Avinu, if you want Shita, or Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu brought it to Mitzrayim, and there they grew. So the Bnei Yisrael had to cut it down. They had to carry it. It was a major Isaac. I saw that Rav Yaakov Galinsky in Parsis Pikudei, the Sefer, he makes a cheshbon that every one of the Kroshim weighed 1 1/3 tons. After they put the gold on, it was 3 2/3 ton for each carriage. It's a cheshbon, whatever it is. Over, even before the gold was put on, 1 1/3 tons, that's a major thing. And you have to be icing with all the Kroshim, with every single one, that's a major icing. So why is it that Chazal make a big thing about Moshe Rabbeinu being Yosef with Atzmas Yosef, but you don't hear anything about the people that carried the crush. So this Ramad Chidruk, the Darsh Marth, I wanted to say that the Iker thing that Chazal make out of Moshe Rabbeinu is not that he was Yosef with the mitzvah. It was the fact that he gave up the mitzvah of being Yosef with the Bezus Hayam. That's the Iker. Bezus Hayam, man should be able to be Zeichet to both Olamas. Number one, Olam Hazeh. We're able to gather together. I mean, we're kind of mitzvah. I mean, Zayich to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he cheshbon that this mitzvah of Atzmas Yosef is more choshen, and he gave that up. You don't find anywhere the people that were Isaac with the Kroshim had to give anything up. It doesn't say they were Isaac with something else. It could be they put the Kroshim down at the time, but it didn't hold them back from being Isaac with the Bezus Hayam. So the Iker, the Kuda by Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs, and he was Mevater on that kind of a mitzvah, which also involved his personal gain. They showed that Isaac with the Kroshim to marry the Gazach, but they weren't willing to give up. You don't see anywhere that they gave up this mitzvah where there'd be personal gain because of it. Then he brings down the teretz from his son, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Druk Shlita, and he says, the mitzvah of the Kroshim in the Mishnah was a mitzvah of Einodom Lamakim. Einodom Lamakim, everybody's willing to sacrifice. Oh, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Atzmas Yosef was a mitzvah of Einodom Lachaveira. That already, the tendency of people is not to see it, that it's so important. Furthermore, then Mrs. Moshe Rabbeinu could have said, Yosef has Einik Luch, he has descendants, you know, they should take care of it. Afal Pikin, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a chesed, and he had the opportunity to do it, and it was a Benonim L'chavei, right? He was Isaac in it anyway. So Benonim L'amokim, the Kroshim that represents the Ashros Ashtina, that they were willing to have it to do. Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac in the Benonim L'chavei, right? Even when that Benonim L'chavei was not necessarily his responsibility. This is why Chazal, they were Meshabeach Moshe Rabbeinu with the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. State in Pasuk, Ko ish v'isha, asher nodach libam oisam, lahavi l'chol ha-malachim, asher tziva Hashem l'asiz b'yad ma'isha. Every man and woman whose heart was, that they were willing to donate, to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu, hey, b'nei Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael brought it, If you bnei Yisrael the devil Hashem. So numerous mafarshim ask the question. These words, have you bnei Yisrael the devil Hashem. Bnei Yisrael is extra over here. It should have said, ish v'ish Hashem other v'ibam Yisrael v'havi l'chalam alach. Have you bnei devil Hashem. Why does it have to repeat again? Ish v'ish that we're willing to give. Have you bnei Yisrael the devil Hashem. Why did it have to repeat bnei Yisrael? So I would like to say a simple pshat over here before I say a very nice pshat, more b'derech drush. I think the simple pshat is based on a brisker rav. In Parshas Truma, it says, v'yikhu li truma, me'eis kolisha sheyidvenu libay tikhu es trumasi. So everybody asks the question, why is it v'yikhu li truma? It should be v'yitnu li truma. So up to brisker rav, v'yikhu li truma is not going on the people that donated. The Yichuli Truma is going on the Gizborim of Hegdish. The Yichuli Truma, the Gizborim of Hegdish, have to take the donations from the people that donate and have to make a kinyan on it. It has to become part of the Tzibur. Because if it doesn't become the moment of the Tzibur, then it can't be used for a Beis HaMikdash. It has to be for the Tzibur. The Karbonas Tzibur, the Beis HaMikdash, it all had to be Mishal Tzibur. That everybody had a chelik in it. But if they're not going to make the proper kinyan, it'll come out it was money of Yechidim. It doesn't belong to the Tzibur. So the Torah warns us, v'yikhu li truma. The Gizbarim have to do it so that it becomes part of the Tzibur. So I think that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Kol ish v'isha shenadav liba maysom ba'avi. Hey, v'yu b'nei Yisrael. In other words, it wasn't just that the Yechidim gave it. They gave it over to the Gizbarim. That became a chelek of the Momen HaTzibur of the B'nai Yisrael, and the B'nai Yisrael all together gave it over to the Mishnah. That's what I think is the Parsha of Pshat. It's sort of a beautiful Pshat from Rav Yonis Naibshitz. In Sefer Tiferes Yonis, he says it's Mistabra, that if all the B'nai Yisrael donated, so there was also people from the Erev Rav that also donated. Over Chalila to take money from the Erev Rav. That were really, really not Emes the Yidden, and make that a chelik of the Mishkan. It's like the Kusim, the beginning of Ayesheni, they wanted to be a part of the Beis HaMikdash, so they told them over there, Loi Lochem, you know, it's not your place to donate, to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing over here. It wasn't the place of the Erev Rav, or Ad Rav, they wanted to isolate, that they should be a chelik, Hashros HaShchina, cannot happen on the moment of the Erev Rav. So when the Erev Rav came to donate, so they didn't use it for the Beis HaMikdash. Me'idach Gisa, if they wanted to donate and really belong to Hegdash Al Pidin, that means by this Midas Chasidus, you'll be Mafsid Hegdash. So the B'nai Yisrael made up that which they donated and they didn't accept. The B'nai Yisrael ended up donating themselves from the pockets of the B'nai Yisrael where the money was covered. So that's the Pshat in the Pasuk over here. Called Ish V'Isha. Ish V'Isha is not referring to B'nai Yisrael. It's men of women that were separate from the B'nai Yisrael. Asher nadav liba maysom. L'havi l'chala malachet. Heviu B'nai Yisrael. Those separate men and women from the Erev Rav who wanted to give, but the B'nai Yisrael were not willing to accept. In place of that, Heviu B'nai Yisrael. There shouldn't be a hefzid of Mammon Hegdash. They made up the money to Hegdash. Azoyzok. The Teferis Yainism. Pasuk goes on to say, V'hamalocha ha'isho dayam, l'chol ha'malocha la'asoyse iso, v'hoyser. The materials that were brought for the Mishkan were dayam or enough, v'hoyser, and it was extra. So numerous mepharshim ask the question, these two words, dayam, v'hoyser, are taught in the Sasri. If you had enough, then you didn't have extra. If you had extra, then it wasn't just enough. It's Tati the Sashi, what's the Pshat? So Rechaim HaKodesh says a Kabbalah Pshat over here. Rechaim HaKodesh says that the emissaries, that when they saw, they donated with a tremendous Nedivus Halev, and there was plenty of stuff that was extra. People are going to feel bad. Who knows if my donation was used for the Mishkan itself? So HaKodesh Baruch Hu made a nace. That even though the materials were extra, somehow or other they were able to squeeze all the materials into the Mishkan itself. That's B'derech Nes. Because if it's more than what you need, how do you squeeze it into the exact measurements? This was already an Eser HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he taxes it into the Pasuk. V'hamalocha ha'isha dayam. the malacha was enough for the exact measurements, even though it was v'haiser, even though really the Bnei Yisrael gave with the Nedivus Aleh and there was extra left over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace. HaMalacha Aishah Dayam. It was able to fit into the exact measurements that were needed for the Mishnah. Those are Dara Chaim HaKadosh. The Sefer Darash Mardukhe says another pshat. Says like this. That the emes is, if the Malacha would have been, if they would have had exactly the amount necessary for the Mishkan, it's a chash a little bit of the Bnei Yisrael becoming a little bit Balei Gaib. Obviously, without my donation, it wouldn't have been a Mishnah. This one says, without my donation, there wouldn't have been a Mishnah. You're stick with Gavus HaLev over there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Gaiba. Kita Avos Hashem called Balev. So here, you're supposed to give donations to rest the Shechina on these materials. And if people would say, well, if not for me, this wouldn't be possible. What happened that chases away the Shechina? So what's the pshat? Herod says, but if it's extra, then Adrabi, you can't say that. Because if there's extra stuff, you can say, not for me. You know, who says your stuff was used inside the Beis HaMikdash? So that's the pshat. HaMalacha HaYadayim V'HaYisim. It was not extra. It was more than enough. But that's exactly what the Beis HaMikdash needed. Because without the fact that it was HaYisir, then there would have been a pshash that maybe the Shechina would have been chased away because people could become Balei Gaiva. So state, it was HaYisir, but the HaYisir is exactly what the Beis HaMikdash needed. The Chol HaNoshim Asher Noso Liban Oysana B'Chochma, and all the women whose heart elevated them, Tovu Eso Izim, they wove the Izim, the goats. What does that mean, they wove the goats? So Rashi says over here that this was a special umnis. It's a Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, Tzadites. It was a special umnis that they were able to weave the materials, they washed the materials on the Izim, and then they wove it on the Izim. Now what exactly would be the purpose of that? And afterwards to cut it off, like, well, why would that be necessary? Good, it's Gevaldik Chachma, but it has to have a certain tachlis. What's the pshat? So I saw that the Sipurin over here says that there's a certain special shine that the material has when it's still on the animal. If you take it off first, then it loses its shine before you even start working with it. But if you do it on top of the animal, then for some reason it's able to keep maintain its shine and its luster, I guess it doesn't lose it afterwards if you do it on the animal. As I saw this morning, I saw a Hafla de Kemar Shah. The Mar Shah says in Masechta Shabbos, it's on Daf Tzadik Chesam and Beis, so state in the Gemara over there on Daf Tzadik Tes. Gidoyla Chachma Shenemer Ba'el Yoinais, Yoisrim Ima Shenemer B'Tachtainais. Greater is the Chachma that was said about the higher curtain, the Yerias Izim, more than it was said by the Yerias underneath, the Yerias of Tchelas and Agama. The Ilu B'Tachtainais Ksir B'chol Isha Chachma Slave B'Yodeha Tavu. The lower covering of the Mishkan, it says that they wove it. Of a bel yainis kiv, the chalanashim eshanosim libanaisana tovu esho izim. They did it on top of the izim. So the yirias izim that were on top took more chachma. The doyla chachma that was said by the yirias el yainim, the black curtains, the yirias izim, more than was said on the ones that were underneath. Zakhtar Marsha, like, what was the purpose of it? Like, why the yirias izim, the top ones, had to be done on the animal? While it was still on the animal. The underneath ones, tails and agama, were not. So Dr. Marsha, that the coverings of the Mishkan represented, the first covering, remember, it represents Shamayim, and the second covering represents Shemei HaShamayim, what's above Shamayim. In Shemei HaShamayim, that's the Chochma El Yoinish of El Yoinis, and there no Tumah can have any effect whatsoever. No Tumah comes there, even if it would, there's no effect. The lower Shemayim already, that can be affected by Tumah. The lower, the Tcheles and the Argonon was made not on the animals themselves, it wasn't part of the Baal Chai. It's Shayach that it could be Mekabel Tumah, because that represents the lower Shemayim. But the upper Shemayim, the Shayach to the Chochma El Yoina, that is beyond Tumah, they made it in a way where Tumah can get to it. Because Kol Zman it's attached to the Baal Chai, it cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Baal Chai is not Mekabel Tumah. So the lower, not that they did it with Tumah, right? Not that the, but they did it in a way where it's shy to be Mekabel Tumah. Because that represents the lower Shemayim. The upper Shemayim, which is beyond, is the Chochma El Yaina, that is beyond any Tumah. So they did it while it was on the Baal Chai, and on the Baal Chai cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Very interesting. The Meshech Chochma makes a diuk over here. Meshech Chochma says that by the Tcheilus and the Argamon, by the lower covering, it says, the Chol Isha Chochma slave, B'yodeh Tavu, the Chol Isha Loshen Yachim. Yet, by the top ones, by the Yiriyah season, it says, Tavu Chol HaNoshim, it says of a Loshen Rabbah. What's the Chilik? Says, Hayos the Yiriyos Izim were on the Baal Chai. So over there, all women could come, even if a woman was a Nida. And even if she was Tameh, she was able to do it because it wasn't a Kabbal Tumah. It's on the Baal Chai. And it was beyond Tumah. Tumah couldn't affect it. But the Tcheilus and the Argamon, which was the Shemayim HaTachtonim, and then Hashai was the Tumah, in the Melech, you couldn't have everybody there. So there it says, if a Loshen Yochid, only the Yechidos that were not Tameh, they were the ones that did the Yiriyos HaTachtonim. So Meridik Marsha and the Meridik Meshachotim. Finally, Vayasas Akir Nechoshes, Eskane Nechoshes, Vemaros HaTzoyves. These were made out of the mirrors that the women used in Mitzrayim to beautify themselves for their husbands. And that's the way they had children, and that's the way Klal Yisrael grew. So they made the Kiyor, Eskane, the comment Al Yidei Maris Hatzayves. So the Meshech Maggid says the Yid has to have a mirror in front of him all the time. What does that mean? A mirror in front of him when he looks at his friend and he sees chesroinus in his friend, he has to focus those chesroinus on himself. Don't focus on your friend's chesroinus. If you see that chesaron, you have to be baidik. Do I have that chesaron as well? You know, that's where the ikar focus has to be. Not to put down your friend, but you have to remember there's a very good chance that you have that chesaron and you have to be misogynist. So he says that was the pshat by the kiyor when they were being mitar themselves and when they were being mekadosh themselves. So not only were they being mekadosh the hands and their feet, they had to do tshuva, they had to remember that they have their egin of personal chesaronus. So the mirrors were a reminder. You have to have this hashkofes achayim. When you see a chesaron by yenim, you have to focus on yourself and think that you have that chesaron. And in that way, you could cleanse yourself, not only the diamond or line physically, but also the inner neshama. So you do our, we've mentioned this in the past, Chazal say, kol ha-negom adam roya, chutz mi nigei atzmai. Person tends to see other chesaronis, not as egin of chesaronis. Rav Shem, Taish, kol ha-negom adam roya, chutz, whatever negom, whatever chesroinus a person sees on the outside, if a person sees a Maisa Veira, he should know that that's Midigay Atzmei Min HaShemayim, they showed him that Maisa Veira, that he should know that this is found by him. Agav, tell you an interesting story. I might have mentioned this in the past. It's a Gevaldige Maisa. Rabbi Zalman was a Goyin Olam, and he was also a Goyin in hiding his tzidkas. And he had a nephew by the name of Rav David Finkel, an enkel of Alter from Slabodke, who himself was a Goyim. And he was a Talmud of his uncle, and he was also a Shamashim. And he also knew that his uncle tried hiding himself, and he did everything possible to draw out the things from his uncle. He also had a pretty good sense of humor. You know, and he always did things to try and figure out why he did this. So one Chalamay, Mrs. Alman, comes to his nephew. He says, David, maybe have a pen. Uncle writes in Cholamayit. He says, no, please, you know, you can have a pen. My father says, all of a sudden the uncle's writing in Cholamayit. He says, please, David, it's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh? What do you think? What Pikuach Nefesh? I should call an ambulance, maybe. So he was forced to be Megala why he needed a pen. He says, people come and visit him. Some people come and speak and learn on Cholamayit. Down Kabbalah's Pnei Harav and to speak to them in learning, and some people ask them for H's and some people give them brachas. He asked there for brachas. He said, I have a terrible chesaron. I could look at a person for 1 minute and right away I could see his chesaronus.
says, David, I ask you, is that the right thing? They come to be mechabed me, and I see their chesroinus. Hashem, if he said, I wanted to write down in front of me on a piece of paper, a pasuk, Einecho v'noichach yabitu, v'afapecha yashiru negdecho. When your eyes look opposite you, focus your eyelids on yourself. Don't focus on Yenem's chesroinus, focus on your egg and the chesroinus. I wanted to write it to keep the note in front of me. It's pasuk pikuach nefesh. This is for Mrs. Allen. Kitzer, years later, Shalom Shvadron, I guess, heard this from David Finkel. And years later, he was in, after Mrs. Allen had been nifter, Zainik Lech, living in the house, one of his Zainik Lech. So he set over this mice in the house of Mrs. Allen. So the Zainik Lech says, oy, oy, now I understand. She found a bowl for sugar cubes, and on it was a piece of paper taped with this pasuk. She had no idea what it was. She was ready to throw it out or whatever. But now she chaps that this was in front of Mrs. Allen the whole time, and he had that pasuk taped. When your eyes are facing someone else, don't focus on Yenem's chesroinus, point the chesroinus to yourself. I wouldn't shout, Mrs.
Mirror player.
Okay. Mel the mirror yeshiva.